The sun was still below the horizon when the butterfly took off from the polo ground. It was cold in the rush of pre-dawn air, and everyone in the cockpit was bundled up in greatcoats. Graf Otto headed due south at 3,000 feet above the ground, and not long after they crossed the escarpment of the Rift Valley, the sun shot above the horizon with startling rapidity and lit the great mountain bastion of Kilimanjaro, which, even though it was more than 100 miles away, still dominated the southern horizon. Eva was alone in the rear seat of the cockpit, out of view of Graf Otto, who sat forward at the controls. She was huddled down behind the windscreen in her heavy loden coat. Her hair was covered with her helmet, her eyes with the smoked lenses of her goggles. Gustav and Henny were in the front of the cockpit, absorbed in the view ahead. None of them looked back at her. Usually every eye was on her, and it was strange to be unobserved. For once she did not have to act. For once she was able to slip her emotions off the short leash on which she kept them and allow them to run free. Gazing over the starboard side of the cockpit, she had a sweeping vista of the great brown land, the length and breadth of the wide Rift Valley. The immense spaces enhanced her loneliness. They made her feel tiny and insignificant. A sense of total isolation from any meaningful human contact overwhelmed her. She contemplated the depths of her despair and wept. It was the first time she had shed tears since the cold November day 6 long years ago, when she had stood at the graveside and watched her father's coffin lowered into the earth. She had been alone ever since. It was too long. Masked by the helmet, she wept silently and secretly. This sudden weakness terrified her. In all the years she had been forced to live the life of illusion and disillusion, to play the game of shadows and mirrors, she had never been assailed by such feelings as these. She had always been strong. She had always known her duty and been steadfast in her resolve. But now something had changed, and she did not understand what it was. Then she felt the aircraft banked steeply under her and saw a mountain appear high above. She had retreated so deeply into herself that she thought it was a trick of her mind. The mountain was so ethereal that it floated on a silver cloud. She knew it could not be real. Was it a beacon of hope in the midst of her desolation? Was it her haven in the sky where she could hide from the wolf packs that pursued her? Thoughts as insubstantial and fanciful as this dream mountain flitted through her mind. Then with a start she realized it was not the stuff of dreams. It was Lansonia. The clouds on which it seemed to float were a solid bank of silver mist at its base. Even as she watched, it began to dissipate in the warmth of the rising sun, and the massif of Lansonia was revealed. She felt the despair slough off her soul like an old skin, and strength flow back into her. She understood the changes that had overwhelmed her so suddenly and completely. Until now she'd believed that strength alone held her on her charted course. But now she knew it was resignation. There had been no other road open to her. But that had changed. It was not despair that had overwhelmed her so suddenly, but hope. A hope so strong it transcended all else. "The hope that springs from love," she whispered to herself. She had never been able to love a man before. She had never been able to trust a man before. She had never before let a man into her secret, well-guarded places. That was why the feeling had been so alien. That was why she had not known it immediately. Now she had found a man who had made her dare to hope. Until this moment she had resisted him, for she knew him as little as he knew her, but now her resistance had crumbled. She had let him in. Despite herself, she had surrendered to him. For the first time in her life, she had given someone her trust and her unconditional love. She felt this new hope stemming her tears and stealing her resolve. "Badger. Oh, Badger, I know that the road we must travel together will be long and hard. So many snares and pitfalls stand in our way. But I know with equal certainty that together we can win through to the summit of our mountain."